Chapter 46, The Dragon's Cave. Firedrake stood in the snow and looked down at the lake. He was far beneath them now, but his keen dragon eyes could see Nettlebrand reeling about in the foaming water, striking out at the tiny aircraft as it whirred around and around the thrashing monster, taunting him.
"Come on," said Berberchan, climbing off Firedrake's back. "You saw the rat signal. She'll manage, and we must hurry. That monster may look our way again."
The Dubedai marched rapidly through the snowfield. Ben and Sorrel followed him to a high wall of rock, white with snow, too. Berberchan stopped in front of it. Firedrake came up beside him and glanced at him inquiringly. "Well?" Berberchan chuckled.
"I told you. You can look straight at it and never see it."
He pressed one furry finger to a certain spot on the smooth rock, a place that he could only just reach. "See that groove? Lean your shoulder against it and brace yourself against the rock." Firedrake did as he was told. As soon as he pushed at the icy stone, the rock swung aside, revealing the entrance to a dark tunnel. Cautiously, the dragon leaned forward to look inside.
"Come on, hurry up, get in there!"
Berberchan pushed Ben and Sorrel into the darkness. Firedrake cast one last glance down at the lake where Lola Greytail was still infuriating Nettlebrand. Then he turned and disappeared down the tunnel. A familiar odor met him. It was quite faint in the cold air, which was getting warmer with every step they took into the heart of the mountain. It was Firedrake's own aroma, sharp and fresh as the air above the clouds. It was the scent of dragons. All of a sudden, he felt as if he had come home. A tunnel led downward. Sometimes it turned left, sometimes right. Several times narrow passages forked off it, passages just high enough for brownies. A tempting smell of mushrooms wafted out of some of the passageways. Sorrel's stomach rumbled, but she resolutely walked on. "It's not at all dark in here," said Ben when they were deep inside the mountain. "Why not?"
"Moonstone!" replied Berberchan. "We made the walls of moonstone. It soaks up light like a sponge. You only have to let moonlight in now and then, or blow a little dragon fire down the tunnel. It'll last for years. Even so, the place is much darker than when I was here last."
He looked up at the shimmering walls and shrugged his shoulders.
"They probably stopped letting any moonlight in for fear of the golden dragon. I can't wait to hear what they say when they know he's paddling around right down there in the lake."
"They'll be furious, that's what,"
muttered Sorrel, nervously tugging at her ears.
"Simply furious. They probably won't even bother to ask what we've come for."
"We can't fight human beings," said Firedrake. "If we drive away 100, then 1,000 will return. But we can deal with Nettlebrand."
"What?"
Sorrel barred his way. She looked uneasy.
"Are you talking about that again? Fighting and so forth? When we set out, it was to find somewhere you dragons could live at peace. Now you're planning to fight that monster? Huh?"
"The golden one is rather cumbersome in a fight," said Berberchan behind her. "With his heavy armor, he soon gets out of breath, and he doesn't seem to be especially clever. Look how that rat flu rings around him."
"Nonsense!"
Sorrel turned on him angrily.
"Absolutely rot, rubbish, garbage! He's 20 times larger than Firedrake!"
"Larger? Yes."
Berberchan shrugged his shoulders.
"So what?"
"Don't upset yourself, Sorrel," said Firedrake, gently pushing the brownie girl aside. "Let's go on."
"Okay!"
growled Sorrel crossly.
"No more nonsense about fighting, right?"
They went on in silence. For a while, the tunnel continued downward. But then it turned a sharp bend and a huge cavern opened out before them. The ceiling glittered faintly with thousands of moonstones. Stalactites hung from it like frozen sea spray, and stalagmites grew upward from floor to roof. Ben took a couple of steps forward in astonishment. He had never seen such a place before. Here, far inside the mountain, the rock seemed to have come to life. He felt as if he were standing among strange plants and trees and hills, all made of shimmering silver stone.
"Well,"
said Sorrel behind him.
Where are the other dragons, then?
Crawled away into hiding, you bet your life, replied Berber Chan.
Hesitantly, Firedrake stepped into the cavern. Sorrel followed him. Berber Chan and Ben came slowly after them. In the middle of the cave, among mounds of stone shaped like spiny dragon crests, Firedrake stopped.
Where are you? He called.
There was no answer but the echo of his own voice.
Hi there! Hello! Shouted Sorrel. Look, dragons, we've flown halfway around the world. You might at least show your faces and welcome us.
But she got no answer either. There was nothing to be heard but a faint rustling from a thicket of stalactites and stalagmites at the very back of the cave.
Sorrel pricked up her ears. Hear that? She whispered to Firedrake. Firedrake nodded. It's too dark in here. I'll give us a bit more light. Arching his long neck, he breathed fire. It ran hissing among the stones, licked its way up the dark walls, and blazed blue all the way to the roof. The whole dragon cave began to shine so brightly that for a moment, Ben had to half close his eyes. The moonstones shone down from the roof. The walls glowed. The dragon fire collected in crackling flames on the tips of the stalactites and stalagmites.
Yes! Cried Berber Chan, raising his forearms in the air. Yes! That's just how it ought to look!
Firedrake closed his muzzle and looked around.
Firedrake, whispered Ben, placing his hand on his scales. There's something back there. Do you see those eyes?
I know, replied the dragon quietly. They've been there for some time. Let's wait.